Hello, I'm Jessica Mallory.
And I'm Rhea Soderberg.
Welcome to The Crowded Table.
Hello, Rhea. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you, Jess?
Doing well.
Good. What have you been busy with lately?
Normal life, which just normal life is very full generally. besides normal life, a friend and I have been doing some really simple talks on some basic women's health issues for some of the gals in our community, and that's been a lot of fun.
It's been
we're trying to keep it casual, but it has been work to like formulate outlines and make sure that we're not just, you know, shooting from the hip constantly. But actually have something productive to say.
So
that's been a lot of fun, but it's filled my time a bit.
Well, you're on school break from your midwifery school, so you're doing this. And that's related to it. Like, it's because it's women's health. So you're talking about some fertility things. You're talking about family planning, about
just there's
women's health specific. In general. That's really good. I'm sad I have missed those so far, but maybe in the future you can record them.
Maybe. I don't know.
So well, I've been super busy this last week. We had two birthdays last week for both my kids. I love that they're actually so close together because we can get their birthdays over with quickly, which not, and I don't, okay, that sounds bad how I meant it. I didn't mean it that way.
But
it's kind of actually fun to have a whole week of birthday, because that's basically what it feels like, because we sort of start before, a couple days before, and get, you know, and then it just kind of slides all the way through the week of just kind of one birthday something or other. So like even this week, tomorrow, we're celebrating Titus's class birthday party. So it's just been, And then, of course, we have Easter coming up, and we're recording this early, so this will drop after Easter, but there is that coming up, which is really fun and a lot of time. And we're hosting again this year, which means we'll probably have like 35, maybe 40 people, depending on
who gets roped in at
the last minute. So far, we've got a few straggling college students. And then, that sounded really uncharitable. I don't mean it like that. But, you know, they need a place to go. We love you, Allie. Anyhow. All right. Well, I am actually really excited about today's topic, so we're just going to jump right in. We have joining us today Betsy Becker. I have known her, I think, as long as I've lived in Moscow, like off and on. And she is a wife, mother, entrepreneur. She has a degree in landscape architecture, and she also just recently started her new business called Salt Bakery, which is actually more specifically why we're having her on the show today to talk about that. So, hello, Betsy.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Absolutely. All right, so Betsy, tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you were born, raised, all the things.
Well, my dad was in the Army, so I was born in Oklahoma, and I don't remember any of that. then we moved to California, moved to Germany, and then my dad got out of the Army, and we moved to Oregon. We were there for about 6 years, and then we moved up to Moscow. I think this year marks 23 years.
Wow.
I moved up here so that my brother and I could go to school here. And been here ever since. We did 1 year away while my husband was in school. But we always wanted to make this home. So
marvelous. Nice. Wonderful. Okay. How many kiddos do you have?
I have four kids. I have two girls and then two boys between the ages of 6 and 15. So they are, my youngest is in school now all day long, every day, which was one of the reasons I started the bakery, is because I was at home and, you know, I was like, well, the house is mostly clean now and it's 9:30, so what am I gonna do now? So yeah, That was yeah. part of the impetus there.
Marvelous, marvelous. Okay, so talk about, because I hear you saying this and I'm like, but I also know you do landscaping mm-hmm. on the side. So, yes. Yes. So you're like...
I'm probably a little bit ADD as far as businesses go. And I still have all of these balls up in the air in various ways. Part of it is just like the landscaping is seasonal for the most part.
Oh, sure. Okay.
March and April are usually fairly busy. And then sometimes September will be a little bit busy as well.
But, okay.
I don't usually have people calling me wanting to look at their yards in December, for example.
Right.
Which is great because that's Christmas time and we're trying to do all of that. Mm-hmm. But I do have a little bit more time on my hands now.
So, okay.
So yeah, I still do the landscaping. Just did one this morning, actually. And I do love doing that. It's just another outlet for creativity.
Right. I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Are you naturally a creative person? Like, I see you, follow you on Instagram and you're...
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think that I like to create things. I like to do things with my hands. I like to stay busy. I love reading too, but okay. I always feel guilty if I'm sitting and reading a book
sure.
because I feel like I should be doing something active. So I love doing the bakery because it's not mindless work by any means, but it's just a lot of hands-on stuff. And
sure.
So I can listen to books, I can listen to podcasts mm-hmm. while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like being able to double up on my time that way.
Marvelous.
That's great.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, well, why don't you tell us about Salt Bakery and what inspired you to start it? I mean, you talked about that a little bit already,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, kind of hard to avoid the topic. I've loved baking for a long time.
Okay.
That's always been something I've enjoyed doing. I know my aunt sent me my first cookbook when I was probably 8 or 9, and there was a brownie recipe in it that I loved making. We went to Williamsburg when I was a freshman in high school, I think, and I loved the food that they had there, and I got a cookbook and like went through the entire cookbook, and it was my cooking Bible for a while.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, being in school and having all of those responsibilities, I would frequently want to push those responsibilities aside and just go bake. That's what I wanted to do. That was my de-stressor, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not that way for some people, but I like it for that reason. And I liked, even before I was married, you know, making Sunday morning breakfast for my family. That
mm-hmm.
was one thing that I could do. My mom always made dinner and took care of that, but... Sunday morning breakfast was a way that I could give the rest of my family just something nice on Sundays.
Sure.
A rest, a special treat, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I have always loved feeding people. That's always been something I've liked to do. And the last year or two, especially with COVID and lockdowns and all that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing, that cut into that ability mm-hmm. to a degree.
Yeah.
For us, maybe a little bit more so than others. My husband's in medicine, and so we were a little bit more cautious about
mm-hmm.
Things, not because... Yeah, anyway. we'll leave that aside. Because of various regulations, we were not able to do some of the outreach stuff that we had been doing.
Right.
Which we really enjoyed. And so I missed that. I missed that ministry, that ability to serve other people in that way. And so we started talking about doing a bakery last summer, like almost a year ago now. And so we came up with the name and started the Instagram account and stuff like that. And I just wasn't sure how it was going to work. What
sure.
was this bakery going to look like? How big do I want this to be? Is it going to be out of my home? Am I going to rent a commercial
mm-hmm.
kitchen? What are we going to do? And so I just kind of kept it really low key for the first number of months. I did a few special orders for people, recipe testing, that sort of thing. And then in January, I think it was Inauguration Day. That's actually what it was. And I was looking on social media and there was just so much,
mm-hmm.
so much stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? Today seems like a really great day to start making cookies and good stuff and sharing it with people. So that's what I did. I went ahead and I launched it. One of the foundational things for it was the verse in Nehemiah, though, Nehemiah 8:10, and this is on all of my ingredient cards, my gifting cards, that sort of thing. But it says, "Then he said to them, 'Go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready, for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.'" Mm. And one verse has so much greatness in it, and in so many different ways that it applies to what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want people to eat the fat and drink sweet wine. I want to be a means of providing them with that, mm-hmm. with those good things. I want to send the portions to people who don't have anything ready, and we can get into that in a second, but don't be grieved.
Yeah.
Today is the Lord's day. Mm-hmm. And his joy is where we find our strength, not in anything else, not in politics or anything like that. This is where we find our joy and our strength. And so I wanted to share that. Mm-hmm. I think that God has given me a love for cooking, mm-hmm. And an ability to do that, and I wanted to share that with people, with mm-hmm. as many people as I could.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's really great.
I really love that so much. We need more people like you in the world.
Well, and so that's one of the things. So the model for the bakery is a buy one, give one. Mm-hmm. So whenever somebody buys something, I give something else to someone else free of charge as a gift.
Wow.
I take nominations for people to bless with the extra baked goods. I have a list on my phone, Salt Bakery blessing list. Check them off as I go. But I don't tell the people who they're getting it from.
Okay.
So it's anonymous in that way. Partly because I just want people to know that there are people out there who mm-hmm. care for them. And so that's part of the sending portions to anyone who has nothing ready.
Okay.
Is so the people that I try to bless with the extra baked goods, the people that are nominated by friends, I generally ask for nominations of people who, maybe they just had a baby. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are struggling with health issues. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just had a miscarriage. I mm-hmm. did one of those yesterday. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're having financial struggles. Maybe it is a pastor or a teacher who has been working hard for a long time mm. and people just want them to know that their work is appreciated, that sort of thing. Generally, people who might be busy or overwhelmed and they don't have time to, make their own chocolate chip cookies or that sort of thing. Just taking them yummy things. Today's the day of the Lord. Rejoice in that. Mm-hmm. Remember that as you're doing whatever it is that you're doing that is hard.
Right.
So
you're giving them something tangible.
Yeah.
Something practical mm-hmm. to remind them of this truth.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. we are God's. This mm-hmm. is His day.
Yeah.
And we get to rejoice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here's some cookies.
Yeah. And surprising them on their doorstep. People are always like, there's somebody at my door. Why is somebody knocking on my mm-hmm. door? Because we don't get that a lot anymore.
Right.
And so then when they open the door and they see somebody standing there with a bag of bagels or bread or whatever, and it's like, whoa, wait, why? Mm-hmm. What did, why? Mm-hmm. It's like, that was not anything you did. It's blessings. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So, really wow. Cool. I love that. That's getting a little emotional.
I do too.
No, that's just so beautiful, though. That really is. And I can imagine what a tremendous blessing, especially now. Like, that kind of thing is always a blessing mm-hmm. in someone's life. Mm-hmm. But especially right now, where you have so much ugly and chaos mm-hmm. happening in the world, to have someone bring you something in a moment, or like you said, for those people that are working so hard, mm-hmm. and they might feel like that's unappreciated mm-hmm. and undervalued. What a neat thing in this world. We need more people doing things like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. Jess, do you have any specific questions about all that?
Well, you told us about the buy one, give one mm-hmm. model. That's mm-hmm. really beautiful. So is that basically if someone buys one, are you always giving one, or do you also, like, is there a piece of this that it's more just a business, or like, how does that run for you?
When individuals buy things, there's always something given.
Okay.
Every time. And I think part of it, like, is this a ministry or is this a business? Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. I'm not sure. That is still a question that my husband and I are asking ourselves on this.
Sure.
Primarily, we want it to be a ministry. Mm-hmm. That helps keep the focus, I think, where we right. want it. I do have two business accounts, two businesses that I deliver to once a week. And I do still do gift a box from one of them. And then the other business actually uses their gifted box as a little bit of a marketing thing.
Okay.
And so,
okay.
But there's always a gifted something sure. to accompany it.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Okay. That's awesome.
So right now it's not specifically, like you said, you're still figuring out exactly, mm-hmm. but the focus is the ministry aspect of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what would be like the long-term goal here? Like, what are you thinking like down the road, or is it just the next day, just do the next thing?
Yeah. I think both of those things. We are thinking ahead, wondering where this will go, what will happen with it. The business accounts were a surprise. It was literally 2 days after I launched the bakery that somebody messaged me and said, "Hey, can we have you do this?"
Wow.
And I was very surprised. And so I talked to my husband and he was like, "Well, I think you should do it so that you have to keep doing it. So you cannot peter out."
Yes. Yes. Is a familiar conversation, actually. Yeah.
Do you know
me? Yes.
Is this something you've seen me do before?
Yes.
I do want this to last for a long time. How big it will get, I don't know. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think you touched on, the idea of like, we need lots of people who do this. That is actually one of the things I'm going for when I ask for nominations of people to bless. Mm-hmm. I want people to stop and look around at the people they know mm-hmm. and just look and see, are they doing okay? Mm-hmm. Could they use something? Mm-hmm. Do we need to reach out to them in some way? Mm-hmm. And so I want to make it easy. They can just shoot me a name right. and I'll go do it.
Right.
But I also do want people to have their eyes open and be looking at this and like, is there something they could do? Mm-hmm. Can they start a business like this, a mm-hmm. ministry like this that does this sort of thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Right. Just getting people to think about that,
right.
I think is something that I want to encourage.
Yeah.
I love that.
I feel like there are, you know, there's lots of different ways that you could apply this, but the concepts that you're talking about, I think to a degree should apply to all Christian life
yeah.
and all Christian business. Mm-hmm. Like there should be a generosity and mm-hmm. an open-handedness mm-hmm. with how we live our lives and run our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's awesome that like you're encouraging people to consider mm-hmm. those around them mm-hmm. and be aware of needs. And sometimes yeah. we get in a rut and we're really bad about mm-hmm. being kind of having tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a good reminder to be aware of those around you. And
that's
excellent.
That is. Yeah. I especially love that idea of really like look around and notice, like we do, like you said, Jess, we tend to get this tunnel vision of like where we're at, the problems we're having, or the mm-hmm. hard work that we're doing. And that kind of business model is not only encouraging yourself to do that, because mm-hmm. obviously you're having to do mm-hmm. that every day, but you're encouraging all of your clients to do it without even really meaning to. Like it's not like you know, if you do this, I will reward you. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's not a reward system.
No, it's not. And that's why it's anonymous, because I don't want people to be like, bring me some bagels and then take some to my buddy over here.
Exactly.
And that's not what I'm going for.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And that also then just, it does, it creates a more communal awareness of the people around us, our neighbors, family, friends. I love that. That is really, that's a good way of doing that.
Yeah. And if nothing else, even if I don't get other people in the community to think like that, on Sunday, my son came up to me after church and said, Mom, I think we should take some bagels to them. I was like, oh yeah, why? He's like, I think they just had a baby. I was like, yeah, they did. And I actually already got them last weekend. So. But you know, like, he's my 8-year-old is thinking about that. Mm-hmm. And so if
that's
nothing
precious.
Else, like, got that.
That's
so,
yeah. Really awesome.
That's a good people in training there.
Yeah. Yes.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome. Yeah. So tell us, what are some of your favorite things to bake?
Oh, that's a good question. I love having things that I can do mindlessly. Mm-hmm. So bagels have been very popular. I've done a ton of those. I think in the last 2 months, I've probably done about 100 dozen bagels.
Oh,
so the
how many did you say?
100 dozen.
Oh my land!
So
that's a lot of bagels, Betsy.
So the shaping of the dough and everything like I could probably do it in my sleep at this point.
Wow!
I do like doing those. I like coming up with the new flavors for those.
Mm-hmm.
I just did one this morning, cherry cardamom, which was just total. You know. We'll see if this works.
That sounds so yummy.
So I enjoy doing that. I also love the really technical ones, like croissants, that takes practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that when you finally get it, it's so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm definitely a buttery treat person. I'm not a huge donut person.
Okay.
Like, you can save the maple bars, that's not my thing, but a croissant, or
bring out the butter.
Oh man, bring out the butter. The 85% butterfat butter, the really fatty.
Ooh.
Butter.
Yeah,
those, I love doing those. Sorry.
Good. I have been so scared to do croissants. I need to, because I love baking.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, I'm gonna mess that up.
Yeah. But they'll still taste good.
That's
true. You know,
true.
Like, it's hard to make them taste bad.
That is actually a good point.
Yeah,
they'll still get eaten.
Yeah, they might not have the perfect texture or be Instagrammable, but, you know,
yeah,
people will still enjoy eating them. And
that's
if nothing
true.
Else, you can turn them into bread pudding for breakfast. And
there you go.
There you go.
That's a good
yes.
idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that better. Because that was the main thing. Like, it's going to go to waste. But you're right.
Yeah.
It's still going to taste good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, I had you make a cake for my mom's birthday. Was it a Guinness chocolate cake? I think with like a mirror.
It was a super dark chocolate cake. I don't know if it was Guinness.
That
yeah.
is still the best cake I've ever had. Like, so dang good. When I think of birthday cake, I'm like, Betsy's birthday cake. Now that was a good cake.
Super chocolate one. Yeah, I think that's my family's favorite too. That's the one that gets requested.
Yeah.
Most. Yeah.
Marvelous.
Awesome.
So are you going to, what are you planning to do? So far you've had bread and croissants, bagels by the bucket load.
Mm-hmm.
What other things? Are you hoping to expand beyond those? Or is that kind of the niche?
Always, I like trying new things.
Right.
I like going out there and finding new things.
Okay.
I found a few new recipes last week that I was really excited about. Trying new things is always fun. I am somewhat limited. I love doing cinnamon rolls as well, but my cinnamon rolls have a cream cheese frosting, and Idaho cottage food laws make it so I can't do that because it has to be refrigerated.
Right.
So
okay.
Everything does have to be within that constraint.
Okay. Sure.
But yeah. Yeah. I've looked at different, and this would all be if I was going to make the bakery bigger than it currently is, but like seasonal things, like rolls at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I could do like something big for that.
Sure.
I could have done like a massive order of chocolate croissants for Easter. I could have taken that on. But at this point, I'm just not there yet.
Right. Well, we should have said, you're doing this out of your kitchen.
Yes.
Yeah. So you are, this is not... don't when have she's a talking space. That many bagels,
yeah,
imagine her kitchen.
Yes. Yeah.
But the best thing happened this last week. I finally got a garage fridge.
Ooh, oh, nice. Congratulations.
And let me tell you, when you have to refrigerate, like for my big days now, which are Thursdays, I refrigerate, I think, 2 or 3 pans of bagels and then 3 pans of croissants and a bucket of dough. That was severely cutting into
your fridge space.
My family fridge space. Yes. So I now have my own fridge in the garage, and having all that space is just like, it's the most exciting thing ever.
Yeah. I completely understand that.
I'm so happy for you. I have two refrigerators, two refrigerators. And I want another one.
Yeah. It makes a huge difference with all the Sabbathing we did. When I got that garage refrigerator, I was like, oh my land.
Yes.
It was like Christmas.
It really is. Was. It's so exciting. It's like, look at this tool. I can do more.
Yes.
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 Exactly. Marvelous. Okay. So your plan is to just kind of go with what you're enjoying in the moment, mm-hmm. seasonally, what strikes you as like, I want to tackle this now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so since I do have a family and they're fairly busy people,
mm-hmm.
One of the things that I wanted to be careful of at first was not getting into a set schedule, not taking orders mm-hmm. for 3 days out, not taking orders for a week out when I wasn't sure what my family would be needing at that point, okay. that sort of thing. And so when I first started, it's just on Instagram. So whenever I bake something, I would take a picture, put it on Instagram, claim here, come pick it up, or I'll deliver it, whatever. So that, you know, if I had to take a kid to the doctor, or if my husband needed help with something, if we had a flat tire, whatever, I wouldn't have to feel pressured to be like, oh, but I have to get this order of these bagels to this person today, and how am I going to fit all this in here?
Okay.
So avoided that at the beginning. But I am moving a little bit more into taking orders, just because, like, I had a friend who said, hey, my car had issues. I stopped in at this place. They helped me and didn't charge me. Can you take them some cookies for me? And I was like, I want to be able to take those kind of orders, those kind of ahead orders. So I do that a little bit, but that's just something that we're going to play by ear as time progresses.
And
And family dynamics change. Like, I remember when everybody was teeny tiny thinking this phase is going to last forever. And now, mm-hmm. with my oldest being almost 15,
mm-hmm.
phases never last very long. There's this constant shifting that you have to do. And, it's the way that life is right now is probably not the way it's going to look even 3 months from now.
Right. Summer. Kids will be home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Needs are going to change, and that'll affect what mom can and can't do
with
these extra things. Yeah. So.
And I want to be flexible around that, and I want my mm-hmm. customers to understand that and to not expect that I will be locking myself into serving them before I serve my family.
Yeah.
That's not something I want to pursue. So.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, that kind of answers one of the questions we had, which is, how do you balance running your business and your other businesses, mm-hmm. other things, along with, you know, everything else that you have in your life? Like, I think something that can happen often with ministry is that because it's ministry, people can use that to justify
mm-hmm.
not serving their family or getting very distracted by that. Even if they wouldn't say, like, I'm trying to deliberately justify this.
Right.
They just get distracted mm-hmm. by this really good thing that ends up taking away from their first neighbors.
Yeah, and it is a good thing. And ministry is a good thing to pursue. But I think one of the difficulties is that ministry is oftentimes more public than mm-hmm. your ministry to your family. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy to pursue ministry outside the home because you might get more feedback on that.
Right.
And it is a good thing that is easy to idolize.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you have to be aware and prioritizing your own people. It has been, like, it's sparked a lot of conversations. Like, we have talked about it a number of times, and just when I do my baking. Like if the kids are home, it's more difficult. And so mm-hmm. trying to work my schedule around when they're in school or when sure. they're still asleep, that sort of thing. But it's been nothing but a blessing in that way too, to me, to have these conversations with my husband and figure out where our priorities are and that sort of thing. So
it's been
sharpening.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I think when you take on something like this, you know, you're saying it's bringing up good conversations. Mm-hmm. It's important to anticipate the stretching that it will create.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's the way mm-hmm. it often is. When God gives us blessing and gives us more mm-hmm. to do, like it's exciting, but it also is a time of a lot of growth and a mm-hmm. lot of like, okay, we need to reassess and we need to keep having these conversations, you know, mm-hmm. husband and wife and the family. And it's good. I think taking on more, like, you have to be careful with it for sure, but it also can be an amazing opportunity for growth mm-hmm. as a family.
So. Well, and also just kind of how we've talked about it with our kids is that, like, we're a team. Mm-hmm. So if there comes a point, and so we as the parents have to really, you know, keep tabs on this, but if there comes a point where they don't feel like they're part of a team anymore mm-hmm. and they feel like it's our thing or just mom's thing or whatever, that's when it has to stop or change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that has made them feel okay then with any sacrifices, because it does require a certain amount. Even if your kids are your priority and that's where you keep your focus, it affects them mm-hmm. good and bad. If you're doing it poorly, it will affect them badly, but it will affect them in a good way. And mm-hmm. you see good fruit in their lives, but you just have to be like, it helps them when you talk like we're a team. This mm-hmm. is a team thing that we're doing as mm-hmm. a family. This is our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, this is what we do.
Yeah. Do your kids like baking with you?
They don't bake with me so much. The girls love being my taste testers.
Okay.
They're also my advertisers. They're like, oh, is there anything I can take in my lunch today and share with my friends?
That's marvelous.
My boys are my little delivery men.
Aww.
So we usually will do deliveries after school. So I'll pick them up and it's a good kind of decompression from
sure.
school. And they will run the bag of whatever it is to the door for me. And, their little saying is blessings from friends. That's what they say when they give it to somebody, and they fight over. They alternate who gets to hand the bag to somebody and who gets to say blessings from friends. Like I said, it's sharpening. they do all help in that way, and I mean they all love having a fresh, you know, tray of who knows what on the table
sure,
when they get home. Which I remember is something that I saw you doing, Rhea, a number of years ago, and I was like, man, I love the way she does that, how she has cookies waiting for her kids when they get home. And that was not in the cards for me
then.
But now phases.
Yeah,
now
it's true, right?
Do that. Yeah.
It's absolutely.
Yeah.
That is something I've told multiple women. I'm like, you're not there. You will.
Yeah, exactly.
But I wasn't there either.
Yeah. Well, and that's so funny. I had a woman message me saying that she had been thinking about starting a bakery, but she has a baby who's like under one, I believe.
Sure.
I was like, yeah, phases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, like all my kids are in school.
I
never would have had time to do this when I had time to people.
It makes a big difference.
Like such a basic difference. Like if you have children home versus not,
yeah,
that's mm-hmm. just such an obvious, to mm-hmm. me, an obvious moment of this might be a good time
mm-hmm.
versus this really might not be the best time. And I mean, obviously there can be difference, you know, different
Absolutely.
Situations in each of those things, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, honestly, that kind of goes into something a sister and I were talking about yesterday. There is this really weird idea out there right now of like, once you start having kids, your life is over.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do anything else but that
mm-hmm.
for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so many gals that I have seen either personally or just watched, you know, I mean, we can see so many people's lives now because of thanks to social media, but where it's like, no, 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 do your career thing, do all this stuff, and then have a family.
Yeah.
And something that we were talking about is there's actually a blessing to having children sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Getting through the hard trenches when you have more energy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when your creative juices are flowing. And then when your kids, like when they're in school or when they're at a place that is good, then jumping in with things like this,
mm-hmm.
and looking forward to an empty nest in a appropriate way. Right. Don't yeah. mean that
accepting
in a negative
the
way.
Phases that God gives us.
Exactly.
Like,
embracing those things as all good things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, one does not cancel out the other. And I think that's what a lot of people think.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's actually really fun that you're like, okay, new phase.
Well, and I mean,
we're
raising coworkers, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
And so, and I think that having, I mean, I had kids early compared to some standards.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think is what some of my businesses have come out of is an overflow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had kids early. I was taking care of my family.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was doing. I mean, the bakery is definitely an overflow of
mm-hmm.
that. Like, I was
yeah.
cooking
yeah.
for my family for so many years.
Yeah.
We slowly started reaching out to bringing in other people, other ministries, that sort of thing with food. But it is just an overflow of what I learned from the first 15 years of marriage and having kids and that sort of thing.
Right.
And so now it can go out of my house. My coworkers can do it with me, can help me, and I mean that's what we're doing. Yeah.
So you're just sharing the extra rather than taking away.
Yeah, I mean, and that's I hope that's what I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah, that's
the goal.
That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah,
it's not always done perfectly, but
well,
still opportunity
yes.
for growth.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, growing, learning, mm-hmm. but like you said, you're raising coworkers. So you in this, you are doing hard work now. That is teaching them something valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, so even the mistakes or the things that you're learning from, it's part of what they're learning.
Yeah. Even if they don't grow up to be bakers.
Exactly.
Which I don't know that any of them will. I want them to at least be able to say, you know, well, I can share things.
Yes.
I can
you're giving them
start
a model.
Things. I can work hard. Like that's what
Yes.
Yeah. Work hard.
Go do the
really
prioritize the right things.
Yeah. Learn to balance things.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Learn to apologize when you don't balance things.
Yes.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
I've been loving so much my kids being at the age where as brothers and sisters in Christ, they can come to me and be like, so mom.
Mm-hmm.
That attitude you were rocking.
Oh man.
Not the best.
isn't that one of the sweetest times though?
Right? It makes me weep with just gratitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so glad
you can come to me with that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love
thank you, child,
that.
And thank you, Lord, for
Yep. It is one of the sweetest fruits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just really is.
Yeah.
I've been so blessed by that.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, what would you say to women who want to start baking
mm-hmm.
but are intimidated by it? Baking, I think, can be one of those things that kind of scare people a little bit, like, because it's more technical than cooking.
Yes.
Cooking's a little
more
forgiving. You can kind of throw things in a pot from your fridge and
mm-hmm.
voila.
It's true. It's very true. I think there's a couple things. First of all, I would find a baker or a cookbook, whatever, that you can trust. So, like, I think that Einegarten is usually pretty good.
Mm.
I think King Arthur flour recipes are usually pretty good. And so I would start there with good, for a good base.
Okay.
But then I would also just recognize that, you know, we're not grown up and done and finished when we hit the age of 21. Like,
yes.
We are continuing to learn for hopefully another 50 years after that.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of skills that take time to learn and take a lot of failure to learn as well. the brownie recipe in the cookbook that my aunt sent me when I was little, the first time I made it using drinking cocoa instead of baking cocoa. Oh. My mom was like, did you, which cocoa did you use? And I remember failing miserably at a Pie Crust one time when I was younger. And mm-hmm. but that just made me want to like try harder, mm-hmm. Figure it out. Like, this is yes. not an easy thing to do. So figure out what it takes, learn yeah. the technical part of it. And I do like the technical part of it. But I would just say lots of practice and have friends that are willing to take your secondhand ugly croissants and are thankful for them and embrace those people. Love those people. I really think you just have to jump in and try okay. and practice and recognize that you will fail. Like, sure. There will be failures. And that is, it's good to have those sorts of things, especially if you are a perfectionist and you do like mm-hmm. those croissants that look amazing. Yeah. It's good to try croissants for the first time and yeah. be like, oh, okay. All right. Uh-huh. Those don't look right. That's okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I think one kind of good method for doing it, like, say you want to do croissants, start with like the King Arthur flour recipe. Mm-hmm. And so because you have to get your hands into it, you have to feel it, you have to know what the dough feels like, you have to see how hard it is to roll out an 81% butter versus an 85% butter. Sure. Like, it actually does matter, but you have to get a feeling for that yourself, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. And so just do it, yeah. start doing it. And then once you've done that recipe, you know, once, twice, a couple times, then start looking at, like, maybe look at three other croissant recipes. See how okay. they differ. Like, okay, so they bake it at a higher temperature, and that maybe is how they get that caramelization on it. Mm-hmm. Or they let it prove longer at this point, and that's how it's puffier. Or, oh, this one, and it's like, this is what I did. The first recipe I used did not have you stretch the dough as you roll it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then I did some reading. I was like, oh, stretch as I roll. I'm going to try that. It worked beautifully. Mm-hmm. And so there's just, mm-hmm. you have to kind of start it and fail so you know what it feels like. And then
yeah.
and then you can research it with more of a framework of how to yeah. integrate sure. everything that you've read.
Yeah, so. Sure. I feel like you're talking about the marriage of the science and the craft. Mm-hmm. So there's... baking is a science, mm-hmm. but what you're talking about, like the feel of the dough, mm-hmm. I grew up making bread, mm-hmm. and 100% like,
yeah,
there's a feel yeah. to, oh, I know this is going to be good bread,
yeah.
because I that stretch that yeah. that yeah all of it
the
yeah.
smell
so oh, man. Yeah
it smells so good,
yeah. Nothing like it.
Yeah. I love the yeasty smell that comes out of my garage fridge now.
Oh yeah, so yeah.
Heavy yeasty sourdough smell. So mm. Love it. Yeah.
That's good stuff. Awesome. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Jess, do you have any last questions? Or
I don't think so. I feel like what you've talked about, I'm loving how really you know, you're applying this to a bakery. Mm-hmm. This can be the things we've discussed can be applied to really anything in life, and that I think that's mm-hmm. what I'm appreciating yeah. about this visit. This is yeah. encouraging for so many different applications, mm-hmm. and
yeah
I'm grateful for that. And it's for me, like with midwifery, mm-hmm. like there's so much of this,
yeah.
it's like mm-hmm. oh yes, thank you for this encouragement. this is what my heart needed to hear this yeah. morning. So
good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, I think different professions accommodate it more easily than others. Like,
yeah.
It's hard to be like, well, I'm going to do two births for free. And then...
right.
That would be hard. But yeah. just like, how do you incorporate ministry and giving yeah. and mm-hmm. overflow and that?
There's
that.
Always a way to do something.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to look exactly the same, right. but just mm-hmm. keeping the concept of generosity, open-handedness,
yes.
being willing to sacrifice mm-hmm. and be selfless, those things can be applied one way or another
and,
to any
and,
business.
And why are you doing it?
Yes.
Are you mm-hmm. doing it just to make a buck?
Yep.
Are mm-hmm. you doing it to bless people?
Yeah.
Like that's...
Yeah.
And what can you incorporate into your work to ensure that you keep your eyes where they should be
yeah.
as far as mm-hmm. that goes? Like
yeah.
to avoid the idolatry of the making the buck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And pursue glorifying God. Yes. Yeah. With all that we do.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Very good.
Okay. Well, what are some tools that you simply can't live without in your kitchen?
Well, my garage fridge right now. let's see. Trying to think about what I use. I use my KitchenAid every day. Mm-hmm. All day, every day. let's see. What else? I have a little flour shaker that I use quite often. Mm. Bench scrapers.
Okay.
Like a dollar down at the grocery or the restaurant supply store. Those are invaluable. I find security in excess. So like excess fridge space.
Yep.
excess sheet pans.
Mm-hmm.
I am maxing out my space for storing them currently, but having lots of sheet pans that are all the same size. Yeah. I mean, I have a variety of rolling pins. I have a Mickey Mouse pizza cutter that I use for cutting out my croissants. Like, this is not highly scientific, like, cooking school
You're supply not list all, kind yeah, right. of stuff. Yeah. You only shop at the high-end stores.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I use a quilter's cutting template cutting stuff out, like cutting out cards.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
That's perfect.
Yeah, but beyond that, like, I don't think there's really anything. I mean, I go through a ton of nonstick spray and saran wrap and parchment paper.
Mm-hmm.
Buy that at Costco for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
But, yeah. Marvelous. And I'm assuming you use a scale, or are you a...
I do. Yes, okay. That's a good question. I do. I use a scale. And I just mix it straight into the KitchenAid bowl.
Right.
On the scale so that I'm not dirtying, like, a measuring cup for the however many cups of flour and starter.
Mm-hmm.
And then a teaspoon measurer for the yeast. And, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. It all
by that's way. Fantastic. That's good. Well, and your bagels are sourdough bagels, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So you have all the things, the yeasts and mm-hmm. the sourdoughs and the,
yeah.
So good. The butter.
The butter. Yeah. The butter. We buy it. Like, I think I spent $45 on butter last time I went to the store. It was just like butter pack after butter pack, scanning it in. Babe, I need to go to Walmart again. I need more butter.
Yeah. Oh, that's marvelous.
So good.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Betsy, for being on here and talking about this with us and giving us a lot to think about.
Yeah.
But also a lot of encouragement. I feel lighter.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, ladies, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Crowded Table Podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, please like and subscribe. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other platform where you enjoy listening to podcasts. You are welcome to contact us via email. Our email address is thecrowdedtablepodcast@gmail.com. We would love your questions, comments, feedback, and we will respond to you.
We're also on Instagram and Twitter at The Crowded Table Podcast. We would love to have you stop by, make comments, tag us in photos, and also use the hashtag #MyCrowdedTable. We would really love to see your crowded table, what that looks like for you, and we can, with your permission, of course, share your photos and encourage other women.
Yes. Let's fill up Instagram, let's fill up social media with pictures of lovely tables. Social media could use a good dose of that kind of stuff these days.
I agree. And it doesn't have to be lovely in the sense of staged.
Yes.
Your lovely table, because it's your life.
Yes.
And all the good things that come with that and the fullness of that. So thank you for listening, and we will see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.